I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A rainy spring and summer means Monroe City Schools will open on Thursday with several construction projects still in progress. Among them is an educational wing at Lexington Elementary. Superintendent Brent Vedrine says that Lexington Elementary will have to wait for at least another month before opening its six new pre-K classrooms. Instead, the classes will be held in modular buildings until the anticipated October move-in. Construction is complete on the school's new cafeteria. According to Principal Tony McCarty, the location of the new wing made it more difficult to complete than the new cafeteria. Kindergarten classrooms have been relocated into the former pre-K classes and the main school building. Louisiana is about to launch a new program that will match employers and skilled workers. On August 18th, state officials will make a free online matchmaking employment service available for the first time to both employers and job seekers who want only their top options. The Louisiana Job Connection, commissioned by the State Department of Economic Development, is intended to match the skills and experience of job applicants to the expressed needs of employers. The service arrives at a time when energy, chemical, and other manufacturers are set to begin construction on more than $60 billion in new industrial facilities or expansions. Christy Barnett Williams, executive director at Louisiana Job Connection, says the process takes about 20 minutes and both sides should see their matches within 24 hours. The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries will hold a series of public meetings across the state to provide an update on black bear research. The results of a recently completed University of Tennessee PhD project will be presented. A carnivore program manager, Maria Davidson, says the project pulls together population estimates of three different subpopulations of black bears.
To kind of put them together in somewhat of a holistic fashion to provide us somewhat of a future of the Louisiana black bear population so that we can make some management decisions going into the future.
Meetings are scheduled in Baton Rouge, Lafayette, Faraday, and Tallulah. If the population numbers are strong enough, the Louisiana black bear could be taken off the endangered species list. Davidson says this information will be passed on to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
They take a look at it and they decide if the bear has actually met recovery and whether it meets the threats analysis to determine whether or not it can come off the list.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will determine if the bear meets the criteria to be removed from the list. Davidson says the purpose of the meetings is to keep citizens informed about what's happening with the black bear. Well, the lead character in the Baton Rouge-based reality show Sons of Guns was arrested this weekend and booked for child molestation. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern has more on the charges against Will Hayden.
TMZ first reported that Will Hayden was arrested Saturday by the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office and accused on a charge of molestation of a juvenile and an aggravated crime against nature. The EBRSO website said the Sons of Guns star was released on a $150,000 bond. Hayden told TMZ that the accusations stem from a false claim being made by an ex-girlfriend who's mad because she was dumped. He says he's fully cooperating with authorities. Michelle Southern reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the low 90s. Mostly clear tonight, the low dropping into the mid-60s.